Are you happy you haven't then had to take any preseason reps? You get to skip that? And get back to the
no, I wouldn't say I'm happy. I mean, it's a situation we were put in. I think if everything would have gone smooth coming into camp, we'd been in a different situation. But it's a situation that we're in, and I think we've handled it well. We're where we need to be. We got 2 weeks of most likely for me to be normal practices going into Jacksonville, and I think we'll be ready to go.
With a veteran offensive team in particular, is too much made of preseason snaps together, do you think, Jordy, or not? There's
value in it. There is, but I think Coach Mike does a great job of reading how practice is going, and I think he likes what he's seen. And I think even though Aaron hasn't been going, the O-line and Eddie have been able to get going, and James, so we've been able to run the ball. And then obviously Aaron came out this weekend and was productive. So I think you can, when you get some veteran guys, a lot of returning guys, especially in an offensive unit that is chemistry, like I think you can get a feel for the way practice has gone and, you know, what he expects out of that. And I think that's maybe one reason why he determines how much we go in the preseason.
How much do you expect to do in practice, though, this week?
I expect to go normal. So I don't think you'll see anything different than a normal week for me. So as far as I know, I'll be in team reps. Obviously, it'll be a little different because with the fourth preseason game, we'll probably be running the show team cards and stuff. But at the end of the day, it's running routes, catching balls, and going against defenders. So that's what we need.
Is there an anticipation here, though, for you? You haven't played in a year.
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to it. The other day, we did some prep for Jacksonville. Just got a little glimpse at them, and that was exciting to kind of feel the different mindset and energy in the building from, you know, knowing it was a meaningful install and a meaningful study there. Look forward to getting back on the field. I mean, it's why we do all this work, is to play on Sunday. So when you don't get to do that, it's not much fun.
Mentally, do you feel like you can trust everything?
Absolutely. I don't have any second thoughts at all when I'm out there.
So, Jordy, what led to the decision that you probably won't play in the preseason?
I mean, it's from something else. I mean, obviously, I haven't practiced the full practice, so that's part of it. So, and then if I were probably to go this week, which, I mean, I haven't been told I'm not. I would assume I'm not. I might be the only one going this week, so that might be the other reason.
Jordy, how tough is this next week and a half, 2 weeks, for the young guys especially who don't know whether or not they're going to be around and are trying to make plays to stay around?
I'm sure it's tough. There's a lot on their mind. We try to help ease that as much as possible, understand that obviously everyone's competing to make this team, but there's also 31 other teams. And this is, I mean, we're one of the better teams in the league, so a lot of the guys that don't make this team will make other teams, and we see that throughout the league. When we play each other and play in the preseason, you see a lot of guys that that have been through this locker room. So it's not the end of the road if you don't make it here, but they just got to go out and play football as much as they can. I mean, I'm sure it's tough. Unfortunately for me, I've never been in that situation, but I'm sure it's hard for them to kind of handle all that, and I'm sure a lot of family outside wanting to know and everything else. So they just got to play football and, you know, understand if they do what they need to do and do it to the best of their ability, then they'll be, you know, we'll be able to be satisfied with the end result, even if it's not probably what they want. You know, you can't do much else.
We know practice is beneficial for you, obviously, running routes, doing stuff. But how beneficial is the warm-ups, just going out there and actually kind of preparing to play a game, you know?
It's very beneficial. I mean, obviously, being out for a year, getting back in a routine of what I need to do to get ready for a game, my body now understands what it takes for me to get ready. Obviously, dealing with what I've dealt with the last year, knowing what I need to do to make sure I'm warmed up. Honestly, we treated it also as part of another practice. I went out beforehand, ran a bunch of routes. I'd go out and run a bunch of routes during warm-ups, catch some balls. So it was just another day that I could take advantage of being on the field, catching footballs, running routes, and instead of just taking the day off.
What's changed in that warm-up? What else do you do?
Nothing, honestly. So that's a great thing. I don't have to do anything else extra that I haven't done the last couple years. Obviously, getting older, you do a little bit more to warm up, but that's what I've been doing the last couple years. So the routine I went through the last 2 weeks is what I did last time I played in the game.
You haven't had a chance to do it. Confident you can run past people still after a year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about it. We'll find out. And I'm sure throughout this week and next week we'll have opportunities to do that. So that's nothing that's in my mind at all.
Jordy, this may seem like a strange question, but if Jacksonville is indeed your first game,
back. Do you think you're going to have any, like, first-game jitters or first-game butterflies? I mean, after being out for so long?
I probably will. I don't think it's a bad thing to have them. To be honest with you, I get them randomly throughout the season. If it's a big game, if it's a Monday night game, if it's a big opponent, whatever it might be, playoff game, they you know, come back every once in a while. And I think it's a good thing. I think it means that you're excited for the game, to be honest with you. I used to get them all the time when I was a kid in high school and college, and then obviously after playing the sport for so long, you kind of lose it. But it, to me, it brings a little extra energy, a little extra excitement to it, and they're gone like that after one play. So.
Jacksonville's a little different than Chicago or someplace up north, obviously, with the heat down there. You haven't played in a year. What are realistic expectations?
Play football. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I don't know if playing all last year would have done anything for this year in Jacksonville. So.
You haven't played any preseason snaps. From a conditioning standpoint, is that an issue?
We'll find out.
Jordy, on Friday night, Aaron mentioned Randall being a little bit bigger this year coming back. Have you noticed any difference at all with him? Just kind of how he's looking.
Yeah, he got in the end zone. You know, broke something, you know. So I was giving him a hard time about that. I told him the old 190 wouldn't have made it in, but whatever he is now, got in. So, no, it's guys learning their bodies. Everyone's always in the off season trying to figure out something different to do and tweak their bodies to stay healthy, to stay fit. And obviously that's something he wanted to do to be a little bit bigger. So obviously he's a guy who puts in a lot of work and, you know, does a great job at it and really grinds at it. So. Anything else in details of that, you're going to have to ask him. I don't know why exactly or what. But
how has your excitement level grown as the countdown towards that week one day continues?
It's getting there. I mean, we still got, a couple weeks to get there. So I'm not going to burn myself out getting excited for a regular season game. So, but, you know, looking forward to it. I think everyone in, obviously, camp's been a long one, even with the extra week. And guys are ready to play some football.